At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thanks for tuning into the Minnesota Tim Podcast today. I'm excited to be with you. I need to dive into the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves are 9-8, and they are riding a four-game win streak, which is their longest win streak so far of this short season. Now, I don't know if it means a whole lot, because during this four-game win streak, every single team that we've beaten has had key players injured. The Timberwolves defeated the 76ers. James Harden, Maxey didn't play, and Joel Embiid sprained his ankle during that game. The Miami Heat were without Jimmy Butler, and the Timberwolves defeated them by just a couple of points. The Orlando Magic basically had their entire starting five injured for that game. And the Cleveland Cavaliers were without Donovan Mitchell and I think one other starter. So I'm excited for the four-game win streak. I'm excited that the Timberwolves have a winning record after starting the season so terribly through the first several games of the season, which really, when you look at the schedule at the beginning of the season, there was no reason. When you look at the Timberwolves roster and you compare it to other rosters among the NBA, the Timberwolves should have started the regular season maybe 6-0, 7-1, and they started the season 4-5 through the first nine games. But I want to touch on a bigger story, because the Timberwolves, although they defeated the Miami Heat on Monday, Rudy Gobert made some headlines, Anthony Edwards made some headlines, because they were offended by the Minnesota Timberwolves fans booing them, which wasn't the first time it's happened during the regular season. Rudy Gobert said after the game, "I just don't appreciate people that come in to boo your team. When you're a fan, you got to support your team in the tough or the good moments. There's no team in NBA history that only had good moments. So if you're not going to support us in the tough moments, just stay home. I think if you're going to embrace us in the tough moments, then come, and then we're going to love the support." And then a follow-up question: "Do you think that comes from their expectations of the team?" And then he said, "I don't care. I've never experienced that before. I think you can get booed if you're really, really, really playing bad. And Utah, I probably can remember in 9 years. I don't even remember probably a few times getting booed. Things are not always going to go well. It's a long season. There's a lot of things that come into a season. You can't just boo every time the other team makes a run. That's not the support that we need. That's not the support we expect. At the same time, we're really grateful for the fans. I think it's a mentality. That's why I appreciate they cheer when we win, but I hope they support us in tough moments too. Let me clarify before I make a point. I understand where Rudy Gobert is coming from. If I was a professional athlete, I wouldn't want to get booed in my own arena either. So it makes sense. What he's saying isn't wrong in that sense. But this is why it's a mistake for Rudy Gobert to make the comments that he did. The Timberwolves were a playoff team last year. They were in the play-in game. They defeated the Clippers in dramatic fashion. The TNT crew made fun of Pat Beverly, rightfully so, and the rest of the Timberwolves team because they took their celebration way too far. And then they lost to the Memphis Grizzlies in the first round in 5 or 6 games. The Timberwolves had such high expectations this year. They traded so many first-round picks to bring in an all-star center in Rudy Gobert. And when you make that trade, it immediately shifts expectations for the fan base because you mortgaged your future for this one player. You've got Edwards, you've got Towns, you've got McDaniels, you've got Russell. So you've got pieces, and now you mortgaged your future to become an NBA championship-level team. And you're starting the season 5-8, and then you go on a win streak versus 4 teams without star players because they were injured. And you're 9-8, and you barely beat the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler on your home floor. You're down by 15 points against the Miami Heat at one point. If you're coming to a new team, first impressions are important. And Rudy Gobert to come in after 17 games and criticize the fan base for booing them is a huge mistake. It would be one thing if he was here for 5 or 6 years, they were playing their hearts out, and the fans booed. But that is not the case. The Timberwolves have been beat so many times defensively. They're lollygagging offensively. The Timberwolves are not playing a brand of basketball that demands support from the fan base. They're not playing like Patrick Beverley or Jared Vanderbilt.
Try again!
They are not playing like Patrick Beverley or Jared Vanderbilt last season. Those guys were so easy to get behind because they were scrappy. They dove for loose balls. They brought the energy every single night. And this Timberwolves team, I don't know what the problem is, but there have been so many games this year where they've just been unwatchable and they've only played 17 games. My theory on what has gone wrong for the Timberwolves so far this season. Anthony Edwards is only 21 years old, so some patience is required for him. Towns, he's in his prime. You really shouldn't be patient on Towns anymore. He is who he is at this point in his career. But because they made it into the play-in game and advanced to face the Memphis Grizzlies last season, in a season where they were underdogs, they weren't expected to deliver in the fashion that they delivered last season. I think they surprised a lot of NBA teams, a lot of NBA analysts last season when they played the Memphis Grizzlies and took them to 5 or 6 games. The Timberwolves could have easily won that series because they blew so many double-digit deficits in the fourth quarter. So I think the Timberwolves surprised a lot of people last year. Now this year, the Timberwolves are on people's minds, on other teams' minds. They're taking them seriously. They're not walking into Target Center thinking, oh, this is going to be an easy victory. They're walking into Target Center more focused, more prepared, and more energized to defeat a team that now thinks they're an NBA championship-level team because they just mortgaged their future for Rudy Gobert. And I think some of that expectation has fallen on the players' heads too. I think their egos have been massaged a little bit. I think they came into this season with too big of heads, thinking that they're just going to steamroll through the NBA now that they added this all-star center to their roster to go with Anthony Edwards, Towns, McDaniels, Russell, and so on. The mindset needs to change for the players, because what's happened is that they've gone into games not as focused, not as energized, relaxed, thinking that they're just going to mow right through these teams. The Timberwolves can't even figure out a 2-3 zone, for crying out loud. That's something that you learn how to break in fifth or sixth grade. And Anthony Edwards is standing at the top of the key, and Russell, they're just standing around with their hands in their pockets wondering how to break this 2-3 zone. And now Rudy Gobert and Anthony Edwards are calling out the fans, oh, we're trying our hardest. No, you're not. I've seen so many loose balls get away from you because you aren't trying your hardest. There's been so many times throughout this regular season where the effort just has not been there. And why is that? Is that because you came into the season too cocky? Is that because you're overconfident? But effort has been a huge part of it. And it's sickening to watch, because you watch Vanderbilt and Beverly shed their guts on the court last year. And now you got this product. A bunch of entitled NBA players thinking they're all that in a bag of chips. And it's just embarrassing. It's sad. Because you came into this season expecting something different, expecting Edwards to take the next step, expecting Gobert to shift the defense. And they're getting booed. And they don't like it. Well, if you don't like it, play harder. Because Timberwolves fans would not be booing a team that plays hard. They just wouldn't. The Timberwolves fans get behind teams that play hard. The 2011 Timberwolves with Ricky Rubio's rookie season. The Timberwolves weren't a great team that year. They were 500 when Ricky Rubio got injured. He tore his ACL. But the Timberwolves fans got behind that team because they played with joy, they played with energy, and they busted their butts. The same thing last season. The Timberwolves busted their butts, and it was easy to get behind them. So far this season, I haven't seen one game, one complete game, where the Timberwolves busted their butts. They need to stop thinking that the path is going to be easy to an NBA championship. I think they need to shift their mindset. They need to change their expectations, because what we've seen so far this season is unacceptable.
And he drops the sledgehammer!
Thank you, for everyone, for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. I was fired up. Man, my pups are playing terrible, and it's sad. They play the Pacers on Wednesday night. We'll see how that game goes. They're favored by 1 point. But everyone, tell your friends about the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Have a great week. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Vikings on Thursday night. Jake's Takes and I are going to get together at some point during these next few days. Not sure when. Maybe Saturday, to react to the Patriots and Cowboys game. So stay tuned to the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Rate and review if you haven't already. Thank you so much. Everyone, have a great day.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love, in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time
2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.